chapter number 5. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 10 says this: He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life. Now stay in your seat. Don't get excited. Don't get excited about that. But God hath given unto us eternal life.
Amen.
And this life is in his Son.
Amen.
Now, if people say, well, the Bible's hard to understand. This verse right here is all one syllable words. He that hath the Son hath life.
Amen.
And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. All one syllable words. That's easy to understand, isn't it? These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for these who gather here, visitors, our home folks, those that are watching by way of internet this morning. Lord, when I left the house this morning, Mama says she's going to be watching. I thank you for her watching on the internet, and those that do watch on the internet. Some are homesick today watching on the internet. Thank you for them. I pray, Lord, that you can do for them what you're going to do for us here in this service. Through whatever media that you can do that through, I pray, Lord, that you would bless your word like you always do. You said it and never return void. I pray that we get our point across today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You know, over there in Matthew chapter number 7, we've read that verse before. We've preached on that verse before. But over there in Matthew chapter number 7, it says something like this: Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name cast out cast out devils, and in thy name done many for wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know what these verses are saying to me? We read in 1 John chapter 5, we read in Matthew chapter number 7. These verses are speaking to me, saying that there are a lot of confused people. There are people that think they're going to heaven just because they're in church this morning. There are people that think they're going to heaven because they've never killed anybody. There are people that think they're going to heaven because they're a good person. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not the Bible way of salvation. There are many confused people. We're living in a day and age, and it's getting worse and worse by the day, where there is multitude of deceit, craftiness, disguise, and fraud. We've even talked and preached on lessons about the wheat and the tares. And we talked about wheat and tares, and the tares look like the wheat, and they all grow together, and you can't tell the difference until the harvest time, when it's time to harvest the wheat. And the wheat and the tares, they look alike. The tares look like wheat, but it ain't wheat. There are a lot of Christians that look like Christians, and when the end of the day, they're really not Christians. They've been deceived, and they think just because they signed a card and they became a member and got one of the bananas and become a member of one of the bunch. Maybe they shook the preacher's hand and they came down because a bunch of people come down. It's a moving service, and so during vacation Bible school or whatever, just all the kids, and so you felt left out if you didn't go down, and so you went down, but you went down for the wrong reason. Everybody else went down, and you think you're going, but a lot of people are not going just because they're good people. They're not going because they never killed anybody. They're not going just because maybe you don't smoke and drink and run around, all that kind of stuff, and you think, man, I'm a good person, surely I'm going to heaven. There is a deceitful, and let me just pause and say this: all churches don't preach the truth. All churches don't preach the truth. And you'll need to know the difference in truth and error. You'll have to know the difference in truth and error. Because if you don't know the difference, then then you may have some guys knock on your front door that's riding a bike and dressed in black pants, and they're going to deceive you because you don't know the truth. Now, this morning, I brought a couple of things this morning. I've got a decoy duck up here. And I've got a, now this is one of them high dollar ones right here. And it's a decoy. And a decoy is a resemblance of the real thing. They look real. And they're designed to deceive you and get you to come from high down to low. I may have to clap on my own preaching, but I'm used to that. So these decoys, what they are decoys, and they are to fool you and to make you think that they are a duck, but they're actually a decoy and a fake, and they're deceiving you. Just because they look like a duck. And there are some things about these decoys that I want to point out to you. I'm going to sit him over here. He won't sit. He can sit right there and listen. And you know what? Them decoys, you could sit. I want y'all to listen. And I want y'all to hear the preaching. And I want y'all to quack every now and then. And decoys, they do come to church. Decoys, they'll come to church. But there's a few things I've learned about decoys that I want to point out to you this morning. You know, the Bible says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. These decoy ducks, they're placed in a pond or a lake to fool the real ducks so the hunter can get them in range to shoot them. Decoy Christians are there to fool real Christians, to get you to come down so the devil can. Now, this is good preaching. I don't know if y'all know this or not. I've been preaching all week. I'm tired. You ain't no more tired than I am. And I know that's improper English. But I come to preach this morning. Hallelujah. I got me one of them energy drinks. I'm hyper on caffeine. I'm telling you right now. Hallelujah. Number one, I'm going to give you some things about decoy ducks that you'll need to remember about decoy Christians and decoy ducks. Number one, you can't feed them. You can try. Look here. You can get your Bible and you can try to feed these ducks and he won't eat. You can try to feed him. He won't eat nothing. He'll come. He'll listen, but he won't eat what you're throwing out. Because he's a decoy. He's not real. He just looks like he's real. And when you give him food, he won't eat it. I'll be honest with you, folks. When I got saved by God's marvelous grace, my desire was to find that Bible and start learning and eating so I can grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever thought about this? When a baby is born, you don't have to send him to bottle feeding classes. You stick a bottle, man, he's going to find it, and he knows exactly what. You don't have to teach him. He does it automatically. He's hungry. When a Christian gets saved, a real, genuine Christian gets saved, they have a desire to eat. They have a desire to learn. They have a desire to want to know about that Bible. But decoys don't. They don't like eating. You can try, and you say, what are you relating this to? Well, Acts chapter number 20, Peter said this. He said, take heed thereunto yourselves to feed the flock of God, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. If you are real, if you're saved, then you ought to want to eat from the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. Decoys will come to church, but they won't eat. Sometimes decoys might even do this. They might just do that, or but while I'm trying to throw food, it's what you say. What are you trying? I'm throwing food out right now to see where the ducks are. See who's eating and who ain't. I tell you, when I got saved, I had a desire to learn and want to know, love His word. Jesus told Peter. Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. Now, number one, I got to hurry. But number one, they, you can't feed them. Number two, they won't follow. Come on, follow. Come on. Come on. They won't follow. You ever been to, what is that? What's the hotel there in Memphis where the ducks come down and they... The Peabody. And we sung there one time for something. I forgot what it was. And we stayed there, and I think it's 5 or 6, whatever time it is. And them ducks come down the elevator. And they get up. The elevator door's open. And here come them ducks. They go right into that pond where they're supposed to go. And they follow. But them won't follow. When you got saved by God's marvelous grace, guess what? The Holy Spirit of God moved on inside of you. And one of the reasons He moved on inside of you was to lead, guide, and direct you. The Holy Spirit of God should be leading you, and you should be following. But decoys, they don't follow. You can do a lot of different things, and they won't follow. Matter of fact, you know over there in John chapter number 10, John 10, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me, for they know His voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee, for they know not the voice of strangers. The Holy Spirit lives on inside of you, and He's supposed to be leading. He's supposed to be guiding. But decoys, you can't feed them, and they won't follow. Number three, you ready? Number three, they won't fellowship. Them ducks, they won't fellowship. They won't fellowship with you. Now, they'll show up. They're not going to speak to visitors. They're not going to shake hands with nobody. They just going to sit there. They don't like fellowship. They don't like going out to eat with other Christians because it makes them nervous when they say we need to pray over our food. Because somebody might be looking. These decoys, they like to hang out with other decoys. Brother Jeremy, that's good now. That's good. Come on. They like to hang out with other decoys. But 1 Peter 2:3 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. Matter of fact, I think I've got this verse up there, 2 Corinthians 6:14. Watch this verse right here. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, I don't preach on this enough, but look, it does matter who you hang out with. It matters who you hang out with. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteous with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? You can't fellowship. It just don't go together. That's what it says. What's that next verse say I got up there? Forgot what it was. Oh, 1 John 1:6-7. If we say we have fellowship with Him, okay? We say, I got fellowship with the Lord, but we're walking in darkness. We what? Well, the Bible's pretty plain, ain't it? That's why people don't like it. It just called me a liar. I don't like it. I'm going to get me another. They don't call me a liar. I like nice preaching. I like, I don't like preaching. I like speakers. That's a speaker. I'm a preacher. There's a difference. Walk in, no, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. These decoys, they don't like the fellowship. They don't like hanging out with other, they just like hanging out with decoys. I'm going to be honest. I like church. I like y'all. I've been in church. I was here last Sunday morning, and then I preached Wednesday night here, Thursday night at Revival, Friday night at Revival, Saturday night, last night at Revival, here again this morning. Why? Because I like fellowshipping with real, live ducks. I don't like hanging out with some, I know sometimes you have to work with people that are not saved. They don't go to church. They're not Christians and all of that. Yes, you can be friends with those. But listen, friends and hanging out and going to some of the places, they like, there's a big difference in that. You can't feed them. They won't follow. And they won't fellowship. Hallelujah. All right, y'all ready for this one? You can't feed them. They won't fellowship. They won't follow. Number four, they won't flutter. You'll never see their wings moving. They won't flutter. And when a duck starts fluttering, that means the wind's blowing. A duck starts fluttering when the wind starts blowing. But see, a decoy can feel the wind and won't. He just sits there. He'll feel the wind. Matter of fact, he can't even feel the wind. He don't flutter because he don't feel the wind. You know, a real live duck, when they're sitting in church and the wind begins to blow and maybe somebody's singing a song or maybe a verse of scripture or whatever it is, and you know, you see people flutter. They go. Some of you need to flutter. You feel the wind start blowing you. Woo! You know. Hey, man, I'm telling you, you ought to have been with me the last few nights, man. They're fluttering, boy, I'm telling you. Wind starts blowing. Now, I said all that to keep your attention and make you laugh, but let me get real serious with you. I wouldn't want to go to a church where I couldn't feel the wind blowing. Now, the wind don't blow every... I know the wind don't blow, and boy, we just don't, you know, swing off the ceiling fans every Sunday. I know that. But sometimes, man, there's some services, man, where the wind begins to blow, and I'm telling you, everybody, I understand, everybody don't flutter, and everybody, I understand, but down deep in your soul, your arms are going like this, you know, because you can feel the wind blowing. But decoys, they can't feel nothing. Marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everybody that's born of the Spirit of God. The wind. They can't flutter because they can't feel the wind. I'll be honest, I don't want to go. I've preached in dead churches. And when you say dead churches, man, they're sitting there looking at you like a calf looking at a new gate. They are staring. I mean, you can preach, and man, they don't flutter. They don't move. They don't do nothing. They're ready to go home. They're ready to get the ball game on. They're wanting to do something else besides be in church. I'm talking about deader than 4 o'clock in the morning. I thank the Lord. We don't have a place like that where the wind can feel, just be comfortable to blow in every now and then, and we can feel something. Decoys, they can't flutter because they can't feel the wind. But number five, y'all ready? We're moving real good. Number five, you can't feed them. They won't follow. They won't fellowship. They won't flutter. And they can't fly. Fly. He won't fly. You throw him up in the air so many times, he won't fly, Tommy. One of these days, the Lord's coming. And only real ducks are going to fly out of here. Decoys can't fly when the Lord comes. They'll be like this, and they're coming right back down. Because it can't fly. I remember in school, we had this. Y'all have heard me tell this before, but y'all just endure it. We got people here that hadn't ever heard this story, so y'all act like it's the first time you ever heard it. I remember in school, and I forgot what grade it was, but it was where we were in, I guess, science class, I guess, and we were doing the studying the magnet thing, you know, and so the teacher, she had some straight pins over here, and then over here on this other tape, she had some toothpicks, and then she had a magnet, and then she'd run that magnet over both those things, and she'd run it over the toothpicks, and toothpicks never moved. They never did do nothing. And then she'd take that magnet and run over them straight pins, shot up right to that magnet, just sucked them right up off the table. And all us little kids, like, whoo, you know. And we had this one boy, man, he was country than I am. I'm talking about, he was so country, we called him Cornbread. And his nickname was Cornbread, and the teacher called on him, and she called his real name, and said, Cornbread, she said, explain. We want you to explain to the class if you've learned anything about this. This is what he said. I remember it to the day. He said, well, teacher, all I can figure out is there's something in them straight pins that gets hooked up with that magnet that ain't in them toothpicks. So when the Lord comes, he gonna come down here with a big magnet, and only the straight pins is going. Because there's something inside a straight pin that identifies with something in that magnet. I'm about to enjoy my own preaching. And it gets identified with that magnet, and it just sucks up. But you may be sitting here as a toothpick, and you don't have what them straight pins have in them. That you can't feed them. They won't follow. They won't fellowship. They can't flutter because they can't feel the wind. And they won't never fly. Over there in Matthew 25, I don't have time to go, but Matthew 25 over there talks about the 10 verse, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And when the Spirit came, the Lord came, 5 of the wise, they had oil in their lamps. The 5 foolish didn't have any oil. So the 5 wise went with the Lord because they had fuel. But these decoys won't fly because they don't have any fuel. Boy, I tell you what. Hallelujah. Thank you, Tommy. Now let me tell you this. You can't feed them. They won't follow. They won't fellowship. They won't flutter. They won't fly. And let me say this. They have no freedom. These ducks don't have any freedom. They don't have any freedom. I'm thankful. The Bible says, whom the Lord sets free, he is free indeed. Matter of fact, this one right here and that one right there, the reason he won't sit up right is because the reason that thing is there is because, now some of you hunters, you had to help me. But matter of fact, I cut the string off of that one. But they have a string on that, and that thing sits in the water, and they have an anchor on the bottom of that thing to keep that thing sitting still. You don't have no freedom. It ain't free to... I'm glad that as a Christian, I have freedom in Christ. I have freedom on the inside. Amen. Whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But let me hurry. I got a couple more of these. You got time for them? You can't feed them. They won't follow. They won't fellowship. They won't flutter because they can't feel the wind, and they won't fly. And they don't have any freedom. And they don't have any features. Their features never change. They always look the same. They ain't going to change. You ever seen anybody that just ain't going to change? Now up there on, now don't pull up that picture of that little fuzzy duck. Little fuzzy one. When they're born, look at that. Everybody in the room goes, "Oh." When they're first born, they just fuzzy. They don't have feathers, they just fuzz. And they can't swim and float in the water like them real ducks because they don't have any feathers. They're just fuzzy. And as they grow, as they mature, they start to grow feathers and then they're ready to float. But they can't float because they, as they grow. You say, "Preacher, what about a Christian as a baby?" You can't expect a person just got saved to know everything you know, and you've been saved 25 years. Some people that get saved and they've been saved 25 years, they look at somebody that just got saved and expect them to know everything they know. And they don't. We have to love them. We have to love them until they grow from fuzz to feathers. They're not able to float on their own. So we got to love them. What's this church here for? We're going to bring people from fuzz to feathers. And we're going to love them in the process. If they fall out of the boat, we're going to pick them right back up. We're not going to throw them out. We're going to pick them right back up, put them right back here, give them some feathers until they learn to grow and eat and feed and follow and fellowship. And then they get some feathers and they're able to float. Amen. Do you know what these... I know geese do this more so than ducks, I think, from what little I know about it. But you ever seen them fly in that V formation? The real one. Then they won't fly. But they fly in that V formation. They got one that's in the front, and everybody's following that one. They got it spread out in the V. And I said, "I wonder why they do that." And what I read was, when they do that, the ones in the back are not having to fly as hard as the ones in the front because they're still floating on that draft that's coming back. Am I about right on that? And so every now and then, when these back here have got rested, they'll switch with the ones in front so they can rest. Christians, you know what we're supposed to do? There's some in here that's in the front, and some of us are resting because of the draft that we're following after you. And then we take turns, and that's the way the Christian life is supposed to be. But their features, listen, I'm glad the Lord's still working on me. I'm glad that I ain't arrived. I'm glad that I'm not, and I think that I know everything about the Bible. I'm still learning. I'm still growing some feathers. But a decoy won't never change. That's the way he looks. His features won't never change. Now, I got two. Y'all ready for two more? Y'all ready for this? Y'all may not be ready for this. But decoys, they don't have any faults. They're perfect. Boy, that's good preaching right there. They're just perfect. Just a perfect. They're made that way. So they look. They don't have any faults. They think they're perfect. They think they don't need the Lord. They don't think they need other ducks. They have no faults. You won't never hear them say, "Preacher, you got to pray for me, man. I'm telling you what, I've just flubbed it up this whole week, man. I'm telling you, I need prayer from my other ducks." No. They don't have any faults. You say, "Preacher, I don't have any faults." Well, pray for the rest of us. Pray for the rest of us. Hallelujah. Now, I'm coming down to the close, but now, there's only one thing. You can't feed them. They won't follow. They won't fellowship. They won't flutter. They won't fly. And they don't have any freedom. And their features never change. They don't have any fuel to fly with. You say, "Preacher, well, what's it good for?" There's only one thing it's good for, and that's the fool. That decoy, his job, this is what his job is. His job is to get real ducks to quit looking up and to look down. And when them real ducks look down and see decoys, they say, let's go down. It looks like they're having fun down there. And all the while, there's a devil in the duck blind. Wait. I'm sorry, David. I didn't mean to. Johnny, I messed the whole invitation up, Sammy. I'm not calling duck hunters the devil, okay? Y'all get it? I ain't calling y'all devils. But you are deceiving them real ones up there. Now let me get back here where I was going. You say, is there any Bible for that? Yeah, there's Bible for it. Y'all remember the story of Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve was flying high. And then they begin to look down. They saw a tree. It was pleasant to the eye, good for food. And they came down, and there was a devil down there ready. And what did God say? The day you eat thereof, ye shall surely. Now here's the sermon. All that was introduction. Here's the sermon. I don't want to be a decoy. I want to be the real deal. He's perfect. I'm not. He don't have any faults. I got plenty. Cindy, you didn't have to say amen right there. But I know where to get my food. I like to fellowship. I like to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. I like to flutter every now and then when I feel the wind blowing. And one of these days I'm going to fly out of here. But I don't want to fool nobody. So here's the sermon. The same is coming. Begins to play whatever he comes to his heart. I want you to pray right in a minute. I'm going to say stand in a minute. And when you stand, look, the altars of invitation are open. And just because you come to the altar, people are not going to say, well, there's a decoy right there. They ain't going to think that because they ought to be down here with you. But I want you to search your heart before we go home today. Just search your heart. Lord, search my heart. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to have a fake call. I know I got faults. Lord, give me a hunger for your word. I don't want to be a decoy. I want to be the real thing. And God, help our church in Millsville. On these Sundays that we fly real high, help us not to get distracted and start looking down. And let the devil pull us from the high plane to come down. That's our prayer. As honest and as sincere as I can be, I tried to make it as interesting as possible to get my point across. I don't want to be a decoy. I don't want to go to a dead church, a decoy church. I'm glad we have alive. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well. Amen. Let's all stand over the building, heads bowed, eyes closed. Altars of invitation are open if you need to come pray about anything. Maybe you want to grab somebody and say, hey, you go pray with me? I got a need. I need somebody to pray with me over it. If you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, if you've never trusted Him, if you never asked Him to come in your heart and save you, you can do that today. He'll sure do it.